Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. God bless America. We're celebrating commemorating the lives of the people who were lost on 11 years ago on September 11th, 2001, and celebrating their lives, commemorating their loss, commemorating that those events, those heinous, those murderous events of 11 years ago. And I've asked Rich Galen to join us. You know who Rich is. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Now, more than 11 years, he's been joining us and talking to us about these things. In fact, Rich, welcome back, by the way. I think, was the first time you were on the day after September 11th? I think that may have been when we first met.
That could be.
I've got your date here of 9/12/01. I think your first visit with us was the day after.
If that's the case, it was the first And I'm not. Comment I made.
I'm sure that it was not anticipated. I mean, obviously, we scheduled this in advance. We scheduled our guests in advance. So now that I think about it, I mean, it was just coincidental that the day after, the plane attacked a piece of property almost in your backyard.
Yeah, when I could see the Pentagon fire from my front steps.
Yeah. And
going back to something you said earlier, or in another segment, Jim, about how terrorism is so effective. You know, now we're so focused on foreign terrorism. But
yeah.
Go back in time. You and I are both way, way easily old enough to remember. Remember, somebody stuck about some cyanide in about 5 Tylenol capsules.
Oh yeah,
they were never caught
in Chicago.
They were never caught. But look at the billions of dollars that have been spent on safety caps and.
Right,
you know, all that sort of stuff. Since that day, that you know, did a couple of people did die, but
that's what I meant by very efficient. That's what I meant by evil is easier to leverage than good.
Yeah, I've thought about that a lot. How much of money has been spent on something that if we didn't, that all that money could have gone to something else.
Well, think about the fundamental definition, the default definition of terrorism, is to create chaos. Not necessarily to kill people, and that one shoe bomb. Look at the chaos that is at every airport while people are trying to load on airplanes. They have to undress basically.
Yeah, that's right.
To go through to get on an airplane. Here's millions of good people being affected by the behavior of one person. Talk about evil being easier to leverage than good.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a successful attack.
No, it was. Yeah, exactly. What are your thoughts today?
Well, you know, as time goes on, it gets harder to remember. Not to remember the event, we can clearly remember that, but to associate it with some of the emotions that went on. I mean, the open mouthed horror that most of us went through watching. I didn't see the first plane hit the tower. But I saw the second one hit.
Yeah, me too.
And then when I felt the rumble of the plane hitting the Pentagon, and I did lose a friend on that plane.
Did you know? Did you know that plane was out there before it hit the Pentagon?
Were
you
aware? Because I mean these things were coming in at 500 miles.
Yeah, I couldn't remember how the timing of the reporting and everything.
But then after that, of course, the city went on lockdown and reports of bombs going off in front of the State Department and a plane coming up the Potomac River at high speed, which it was, but it was a military jet coming from Andrews Air Force Base. But the sheer terror of what went on, and then the reaction of the American people and its government, not the other way around, to try to protect us from it happening again. And as you point out, it is a major, major inconvenience each and every day. I mean, you can't walk into a building in Washington without having to show a picture ID. It doesn't matter whether there's a government office in there or not. You can't walk down the street without, you know, being put on somebody's camera somewhere.
I wrote an article 10 years ago that I titled A Tale of Two Cities. And I was talking about Washington. And one city is the barrier, the ugly barriers in front. And then you step inside the barriers, and then you've got the other city, which is the beautiful buildings, one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely true. And they have gotten better over the years. There's some that are still ugly. The one in front of the State Department is dreadful. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they've done a good job in architecturally protecting the building while not making it look like it's a Stalinist fortress.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Galen is a world traveler. He's a national leader. He's traveled. He spent quite a bit of time in Iraq. He reported to us from there. He's been to Africa. He's been all over the world. And also Afghanistan. When we come back, I'm going to ask him to give us his thoughts on where he thinks we are on our war against radical Islamic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.